As we've been hearing this morning, the government party leaders were briefed last night by the Attorney General that there is now a new context to examine the Occupied Territories Bill. The bill would ban trade between this country and Israel's illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories. Arriving to Cabinet, the Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman welcomed the development.
Just in the context of Cabinet today and particularly last night, the Attorney General briefed the three party leaders on the legality of the Occupied Territories Bill and particularly on the consequences of the July decision of the International Court of Justice. Since I've become Green Party leader, I've said that decision of the International Court of Justice is very significant and changes the context of this particular issue. That judgment says that states have an international law obligation not to engage in trade with Israel in the occupied territories. It's morally indefensible for Israel to continue to allow settlements be built on land which is to become the new Palestinian state, and it's the Green Party's position that Ireland shouldn't be trading with the occupied territories, and we want to see that position advanced in the remaining lifetime of this government. It is a legally complex issue. The Attorney General will be providing the three leaders with written advice later this week, and I hope that we'll be in a position to bring a plan as to how we go forward to Cabinet soon, maybe as soon as next week. But the importance of acting on this issue was emphasised to me when I met with the Palestinian ambassador yesterday. She spoke about the dire situation in Gaza, 42,000 people dead, 16,000 children dead, 3,000 children who've had amputations as a result of injuries they've sustained. So that's the situation, that's the context in which we're operating, and I believe that the ICJ decision is a game changer in terms of allowing Ireland exercise international leadership in terms of ceasing trade with the occupied territories.
That's Roderick O'Gorman on his way into Cabinet this morning.